Blog Talk Radio.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stress in my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. Seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. Cause day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. Yeah. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
Slow-mo. When the tempo flows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely night, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher.
Day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
I will say that will be song of the week, and I do really apologize for starting so late. It's like it just dawned on me, and just like, crap, I got a show to do. So came in, and because I was busy like downloading some games, because like there was like Sony has a special with certain game for like 99 cents, so I had to download a few, and just like I couldn't miss out on the deal. So that's one of the reasons why I was late. The other reason was I was reading about, of course, the Brewers won last night, as Ryan Braun hit 2 home runs in the game. So good for them. They did win the game 8-7. It's just like a little bit of stuff. They just talk about the they're just talking about the new owners of the Bucks. Well, although they still waiting on NBA's approval, which I don't know why it's taking so long. Maybe it'll just don't know what's going on. It just like says like about the new arena and I guess more about the owners and stuff like that. There's a lot to read, but I know I ain't gonna have no time reading them tonight. But there is something I do want to touch on, which would be, speaking of which, if I had to go back to my page, so just bear with me for a bit. It is about the NBA draft. So just gonna read a little bit from here and just explain. For ties among the teams that finished the 2013-2014 regular season with identical records were broken today through random drawings to help determine order of selection for the 2014 NBA draft, which will be held on Thursday, June 26th. Drawings were conducted earlier today in New York City it happened this past Friday. Here's the results of the drawings. Utah won the tiebreaker over Boston. Brooklyn won the tiebreaker with Washington. Chicago won the tiebreaker with Toronto. And Portland won the tiebreaker with Miami and Houston. And Houston then won the tiebreaker with Miami. So, I guess this is the first round draft choice order, but 14 picks are official, but the first three are not. And let's see, you got Phoenix is number 14. They're going to get the 14 pick. Minnesota is going to get the 13th. New York, although that's going to either go to Denver or to Orlando, just depending on what. Let's see, 14, 13. Yeah, that's a 12. Denver would have the 11th pick. And it also got numbers on here. So it says, go back for a bit. So Minnesota's pick maybe go to the Phoenix Suns. As for Denver's pick, it may go to Orlando. The New Orleans pick, which is 14, 13, 12, the 10th pick, that one may go to Philadelphia. Cleveland got the 9th pick. 8th pick is Detroit, which may go to Charlotte. Let's see. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, yep. Sacramento with the 7th pick. Lakers with the 6th pick. Boston with the 5th. Utah's with the 4th. And the top three is Orlando, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. But the thing is, Orlando, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, they're going to guarantee one of the three picks, but it's going to be a drawing for those three, which is going to happen on May 20th, they said, to determine who gets the very first pick out of the three. Let's see. And the remaining of the first round picks, you have Atlanta, Charlotte, Brooklyn. Oh, so Charlotte one will go to Chicago. Brooklyn to Boston. Washington to Phoenix. Chicago and Toronto. Dallas to Oklahoma City via Houston and LA Lakers. Memphis, Golden State to Utah. Portland to Charlotte. Houston, Miami, Indiana to Phoenix. Clippers, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio. So then they got the second round draft choice order, which is official. Let's see if that's, yeah, it's official. You have Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Orlando. Will that pick will go to Cleveland? Boston 34 and 35th. I don't know why they got that down there, but the Boston, let's go to Dallas, the Utah. The Lakers, it will go to Milwaukee via Minnesota and Phoenix, Sacramento to Toronto, Detroit, Cleveland to Philadelphia, New Orleans to Minnesota, Denver, New York to Houston, Atlanta, Minnesota, Charlotte, Washington, Brooklyn to Philadelphia, Toronto to Milwaukee, Chicago, Phoenix, Dallas, Memphis to Philadelphia, Golden State to Minnesota, Houston to Philadelphia, Portland to Denver, Miami, and then got the Portland one to Denver, Indiana, Clippers to San Antonio, Oklahoma City to Toronto, and San Antonio. And the interesting thing is Milwaukee has three, as we were told, like three second-round picks. They got the 31st, the 36th, and the 48th. So very interesting. So some of them, when they was making them future-round draft pick moves, which was a smart move. So I guess it all depends if they're going to, you know, actually going to do something with them, or they're going to make some trades for, like, better players, or what? Who knows what they're going to do? We have no clue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. We will be back talking about the next things that we can talk about for the next 15 minutes. So enjoy this prank call joke, so stay tuned.
This is the Z Morning Zoo podcast. Z Morning Zoo is online at iTunes and Z104.com.
All right, let's get to this week's phone scam.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Well, guess who got the phone scam this week? This freaking guy. There's only a couple things you really need to know about wrestling, WWE wrestling.
Okay.
Number one, it kicks ass. Okay. And number two, John Cena.
That's sexy the crap. Is, whoa.
John Cena, oh, he's yeah. a good looking guy. He's a former Marine. Okay.
Ooh,
and now
even better.
Turned wrestler. That's why I thought you would like him, Trisha.
I'm getting all wrestler. Giggly already.
When John Cena comes into the ring, okay. He has his own theme song. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme song right here.
That's why you and Shaggy go crazy over when you hear
yes.
it. You love it.
Every time we play this on the Z Morning Zoo, me and Shaggy start jumping around and fighting each other. So that's John Cena's theme song. All right. So we got an email for a phone scam Friday, and you can email us too, Nick at Z104.com, Trisha at Z104.com, Shaggy at Z104.com. It says, Dear Z Morning Zoo, I love the show. I was wondering if you guys could phone scam my wife, Marie. By the way, this guy's name is Donnie. Donnie and Marie. Swear
no
to God.
No way.
Can't
no
make
funny.
It up.
Yeah.
Swear to God. So I gave him a little bit of crap about that. Anyways, what we got down to, he said, a couple weeks ago, I ordered WWE Wrestling Pay-Per-View Survivor Series, and my wife flipped. He said, she came in the room and yelled at me and said, change it. I'm missing my shows. I said, what shows?
No.
She said, Revenge and Homeland. I guess she watches Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't change it. She said, why not? He said, it's pay-per-view. He said, at that point, she proceeded to yell at me for the next hour about ordering pay-per-view wrestling on our television. I tried to explain to her how kick-ass WWE wrestling is. She didn't get the picture. Maybe a phone scam would help. So we are going to, well, we did. We called Donnie's wife, Marie, swear to God.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to sell her on the virtues of WWE wrestling. It didn't exactly work out very well.
But you gave it 127%.
I certainly did. Here's this week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who's this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE Champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super Slam? Right
now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way! When he takes those six men in a steel cage chutes and ladders match at WWE Superslam! Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen,
WWE
hey!
Hey,
sir!
Taking
please
on
quit calling my house!
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk and even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match!
Holy
WWE
Super Listen, hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming and your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my f***ing house. Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena! But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Superstar?
For the love of all that is stop calling my house
John
before
Cena.
I get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Ladder.
To pieces. Do you understand me? I know you are John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Calling my house now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John C. He's going to get in the ring and put boots down.
You?
This
are
weekend.
You kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Right now at a low price of only
$39.99. I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
I'll f*** your mother. Listen! Stop! Calling. Is listening not your strong suit? Because really sure it is, but you're not hearing me. Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from SuperSlam and listen. I am not interested. I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. If they're coming on my TV again, it won't be allowed in this house. You understand me? Nah, I don't want to be wrestling here in this house. I'm going through closets and taking out t-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself. God damn what?
Hold on. Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone scamming you. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I felt so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth you had on you.
Oh my God.
Well, listen, I'm
sorry. I haven't had my coffee yet. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know how
Well, listen,
feel
we won't be calling you back anymore, I promise. Okay.
Thank Jesus.
You won't have to hear this. Alright, you won't have to hear that anymore.
I swear to God, I was gonna go to jail, and it was bad.
I put it on my wall that I had an interesting interview with Dr. X during the Peter West show. If y'all want to listen to the Peter West show from last night, you can listen to it from iTunes, and also you can look for it on Blog Talk Radio, because it should be up right about now for the So if you get a chance, just listen to it and just let me know what you guys think about it. Because Shelly made his debut, and Peter West, he is an interesting character, just put it that way. So it was an interesting show overall. Although I was there, you probably heard me in the background just trying to help him out. So, and also, oh God, turn me to laptop, please. Well, not really, but anyways, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. And I was thinking of the old website, but I know I got to update some of the stuff on there too. And then I did some of it yesterday. I'm going to do more update on the website today. Don't forget to check out WFSO Aftermath, which is every Monday, 10:30 p.m. Central Time. And that always be on time, unlike my show. 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Also, you can, on Wednesdays, is Hazel Runs Her Mouth at Central Time. Thursday, you got the Smarts List. That is 10 p.m. Central Time. And you got Tea with Hazel, which I don't know why she hasn't been doing that as of late, but when she does, supposed to be Fridays at 11 a.m. Central Time. And of course, what you heard yesterday, the Peter West show, I think they're probably going to move the time. It's probably going to end up being later, but not sure as of yet. But you can just like listen to, you can also listen to the shows on Access Questions or whatever, blogtalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network. If you guys want to call in during a live show, it's 646-915-9644. And there's probably be a possibility we might have another radio network. So just bear with us. We'll give you more of the details if it comes. But just watch for us tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Central Time, for WFSO Aftermath. Just talk about wrestling, local, national, and all that good stuff. But just going to cut it like this. And you guys, we will chat with you hopefully this week. And thank you for listening. Until next time.